Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Let's have a weekend. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Alice calling.
Alice, where are you?
I'm calling from a place called Trowbridge in Wiltshire.
I know that.
Yeah, excellent.
How can I help?
Well, I'd quite like to be in Scott Mills, the film.
It's not my film.
Is it? I thought it was your film.
Well, it kind of is. It's everyone's film.
For everyone to enjoy, but, you know, we've got to give it a title.
This is the idea I had the other day, where I want to make a film with all of us in it. Okay. So, on the weekend of Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle, which is not this, but next weekend, the 14th and 15th of May...
Yes.
I want to make a movie about that weekend.
Yep.
But obviously not just me, because that would be boring. Uh-huh. I want everyone to be in it.
Okay.
So I'm asking everyone, every listener, to try and film whatever they're doing that weekend.
Okay, yep.
What will you be doing?
Well, it may be that weekend I will be giving birth to my first child.
Oh. Blimey.
So I was wondering if, obviously not in graphic detail, but if that happens on that weekend, if I can be part of the film.
That would be brilliant.
Well, we've just got to keep our fingers crossed that the baby actually turns up on that weekend now.
When is the due date then?
Well, it's actually the 18th, which is a few days afterwards, but the midwife said I'm ready to go at any time, really, so it could well be that weekend, if it's a few days early.
Are you supposed to, like, eat extra hot curries or something?
There's all sorts of manner of things you can do, Scott. I think extra spicy food helps, and lots of vigorous exercise variously, so I'll be trying all those things.
We can film you eating loads of curries and trying to make the baby come.
That's what I'm going to plan to do.
Alice, here's a question.
Okay.
If you feel that maybe the baby is coming before the weekend of the 14th and 15th...
Yes.
What can you do to stop it? Because I want this in the film.
That's a good question. Maybe when I have my midwife appointment later, I'll ask her that question.
If you could, yeah. Who will be with you on the day?
My husband, George, will be with me on the day, as will the midwife. So it's just going to be a small home birth, hopefully, with nobody else around. So hopefully they'll be able to film some bits and bobs.
Would George be any good with the camera on that day?
Well, I hope so, because I don't think I'll be able to do it. So, yeah, I think he'll be up for the challenge. I'm sure he'll do fine.
What if he faints?
I don't think he will. But if
he does, say that.
I know, but he's, you know, a big strong lad. I'm sure he'd be fine.
I quite like it, though, actually, in the film, if he's, like, you're on the camera and then suddenly the camera goes up to the sky as George faints.
Well, I suppose as long as I catch it, because I'm actually trying to have a water birth, so I don't want it going in the pool.
Have you got an inflatable pool?
Yeah, I've literally just constructed it yesterday, and it's in a spare room in our house, and we've just filled it up, so it's ready to go now. So we've got a home birthing pool.
Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever filled in a risk assessment form?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
This sounds particularly dangerous and like you would need to fill one in for it.
Yes.
It does involve a live birth, lots of water and some electricity.
I know, it doesn't sound like a great combination really, does it?
No, but I'm glad you filled in the form, at least you're covered.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay, well, I definitely want you to be part of our Radio 1 movie, that'd be brilliant.
Well, we'd really love that, so we'll just keep our fingers crossed now.
Imagine it, Alice, there you are, on the big screen, looking a big, hot, sweaty mess.
Sweaty mess? Oh, I'm sure it'd be fine. I'm sure I'm going to be looking fantastic.
That's what I meant. Anyway, yeah. Thank you. I look forward to you being in our movie where we're all going to be in it together.
Yay, I can't wait.
All right, speak to you soon.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye, love you.
Also, let me know if you want to be in our movie of that weekend. It's not this, but next weekend. 14th and 15th. Let me know what you'll be doing that weekend. 81199. Also, if you are planning on filming what you're doing that weekend, please be careful. I don't want you hurting yourself. Whatever you're filming, film it safely because it's not worth it, all right? Just do it safe. The film will be brilliant, but I don't want you hurting yourself. Oh, and also I've been asked to point out you're not allowed to do anything illegal in the film. All right, just in case you were thinking of it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Vernon Kay in Actual Carlisle. Hello.
Hi, Scott. I've arrived.
You really have just arrived, haven't you?
I'm now waving at the train that we were sat on.
Why?
Bye, everyone. They're off to Glasgow.
Are you actually waving at the people
on
the train?
We're on the platform. We're in the purple zone.
Oh, the purple zone, yeah.
At Carlisle Station.
Cool. How does it feel to be in... come on down, meet Vernon Kay.
No, don't run.
Well, I was expecting a fanfare, maybe the mayor.
Yeah.
You know, some dignitaries. Just the sweet smell of urine, really, as you get off the train. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, good. Why are you going so early to Carlisle? Because it's like next weekend, the big weekend?
Yeah, well, you know me, always Keith.
I know. Well, we're saying early, you always get there, like... Remember in Swindon, you were there a fortnight before?
Yes. Well, what we're doing some community work. Not as Chris Miles said, community service.
Right.
Where Radio 1 is helping... re-establish and reorganise and redevelop youth centres in Carlisle. So we're kind of putting our Radio 1 footprint on the town or the city.
I really like this, because I know last year Alid did a big tidy-up of the beach in Bangor, didn't he?
Yeah.
Not single-handedly.
Youth centres, so we're going to be painting murals, doing up the gardens, putting some plasterboard up. I won't be doing that, because I'm not a certified plasterer.
Right. You'll be just supervising other people doing it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you've taken the time out.
200 volunteers.
Right. How many volunteers have you got?
200.
200?
200 people are going to help us do up these youth centres. How good is that?
And Charlie Simpson, formerly of Busted and Fight Star.
And the young lady off Blue Peter.
What's her name? Helen Skelton.
Helen Skelton,
that's
yeah.
That's her, yeah.
Sorry, I got carried away then, because there's actually a coffee shop on the platform.
Oh, that's what it was. That's why you paused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and when does this all start then? When do you start doing it?
Well, we're going to go and meet some people this afternoon, I think. Maybe try a pub. to have a bonding meeting. You know what it's like with when we go out and about. We need to sit down and establish ourselves and come up with a master plan of what we're going to do. That'll probably happen in a pub.
Good.
Drinking soft drinks.
Yeah, only, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll crack on tomorrow with the show.
Nice one. So your show's coming live from there tomorrow?
Yeah, live from a youth centre.
Nice. Now, yeah. 10 o'clock tomorrow. Didn't you used to be a school caretaker?
I did.
I've got that right, haven't I?
Yeah.
So surely you know how to do all this kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much kind of... I'm qualified, to say the least, you know. I know that when you're mopping a floor... You're supposed to mop in a figure of eight standing so that you keep all the garbage, all the crap, behind the mop so it doesn't splatter everywhere.
And I think of you every time I clean my toilet.
Mm. Is that because you're using pink for the sink and blue for the loo?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
And every
that.
Time I do it, I think, yeah, this is Vernon's top tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're cleaning your household appliances, maybe in the kitchen or the bathroom, you use a... pink cloth for the sink and a blue cloth for the loo. That's what they taught me at Bolton Metropolitan Borough Council.
That is an incredible tip.
Yeah.
They've definitely chosen the right man for the job here, haven't they?
You know, well, it's so that you don't end up wiping your lavatory with cloth that you use cleaning your sink.
I hear you. Don't need to sell it to me, Vernon.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're going to be painting and well, not you, but some other people are going to be painting and decorating various community centres at Warwick Bridge and Longtown Community tomorrow.
That's right, that's right.
And also redecorating the Melting Pot music venue gutted by a fire last Christmas.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Scott, because that devastated the area, it really did.
Yeah, OK, cool. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow from 10 a.m. on BBC Radio 1. Have a good time in the pub, Vernon, and also doing your community service.
Drinking soft drinks and playing that game that you do with the beer mats.
That's right. All right, yeah. Speak to you later. Love you, bye.
Cheers, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.